This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with 93.7 FM, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Then it rolls over to the FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail and the packages wherever it's got to go. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and, of course, the jet fuel to wherever that has to go to. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse workers as well as our Amazon drivers out there driving around the countryside. And tonight, guys and girls, you better be careful. Big-time snowstorm moving to the East Coast, and we'll get into more of that a little bit later here. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social and Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that we have to offer over there. Now, joining us from California, IA, out there in the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, and it's not raining, it's not snowing where Kyle's at tonight, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, well, they're going to go inside because they're comfortable. It's a nice night here, by the way. It's 60 degrees and clear skies. It's a really nice night.
Well, that's great. Wonderful. Yep. Yes.
I hope it stays that way. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And I'm also going to point something else out here. Kyle, did you hear us when we said the pledge, say, and to the republic for which it stands?
Of course, yes.
What part of the word democracy does that represent?
Right.
Well, we keep hearing these fools out there going, democracy, our democracy, our democracy. Right there in the Pledge of Allegiance, it talks about the republic that this country happens to be.
Well, that's right. The republic is there to safeguard people's rights, because otherwise, well, I think what the founders were very concerned with was literally a tyranny of the majority, I should say, in addition to a monarch being able to rule over you. But a tyranny of the majority was also equally, I think, as concerning.
Now, we talked about, and just kind of brushed by this, and I'm going to bring it up again. I'm going to refine it a little bit better. GOP senators and members of the House of Representatives have told the Secret Service, turn over the Biden visitor logs. Now, again, we first heard a while ago that there were no logs. There were no visitor logs. There weren't any kept. Now, who said that?
Well, initially, that was the White House counsel who said there weren't any visitor logs to the president's residence there in terms of what the White House would keep. I think that was the context in which they were saying that. But, of course, here comes the Secret Service, rightly so, saying, well, wait a minute. When people get close to the president and come around, we write that down and keep it in a log.
And what did I tell you when this all started?
That's exactly what the Secret Service does for their protectees, especially the president.
I've been to a number of different places, whether it's a congressman or a senator or a governor or even the president or vice president. I've been to a number of functions, and there's always a spot where you either have to sign in or check in. But one way or the other, you get recognized coming through because they run your name through the database.
Well, that's right, and that's the way that it should be. They would be foolish not to do that. And then, of course, Captain, what the White House counsel, I think, was doing was trying to either buy time, because nobody believes that there would be no logs of who comes to visit the President of the United States, for goodness sakes. So I think they were simply trying to buy time. They know at some point these logs will likely come out. They didn't want it scrutinized like that, and while they're trying to clean up this mess, because that's what it is to them, a big mess.
Now, the NATO chief has come out and said the Allies are finding a solution to get the tanks as fast as they can to the Ukraine. It looks like the Ukraine very shortly is going to have as many as 100 tanks right there.
Well, that's significant. And any kind of battle, that's going to, I think, give them a not just a fighting chance, but maybe even an advantage. We're watching Vladimir Putin now, of course, Captain, go after civilian target after civilian target. So perhaps this might help to bring this back to some kind of military confrontation.
They dropped an ICBM missile over the weekend right down the middle of a nine-story apartment building. Come on, give me a break here.
Like a guided missile maybe or something like that?
It was an ICBM missile. It was a guided missile. You bet it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, they're no longer just firing little rockets. Uh-uh.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we move along here on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day. Hump day. Yes, it is. Hump day in the week. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. I got more stuff coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Sota, for doing that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. He's also got MyStore.com. Check out both of those websites, see what they have to offer, and you just might find something you might want to have. Now, you're going to need a promo code to be able to get the special prices that are there. The promo code will always be one word, Captain. Very simple, Captain. So what you do is you go over to MyPillow.com, click on that logo link to get you in there, and then when you're there on the home page, look up the Radio Listener Specials page door. Open up that door, double-clicking on it, and then you'll need to have the promo code to do any buying in there. Promo code will be the word Captain. And if you want to purchase things in there, take a look. You'll see a lot of things that are marked down ridiculously low and save a whole bunch of money, big-time money, there in the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Now, don't forget, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And speak to a live person, and any questions you have, they'll be more than happy to help you. Or you can place an order through them, or whatever it is that you want to do that involves a person. So there you go. You'll have your own personal sales rep. Now, this is MyPillow.com. When it comes to MyStore.com, same scenario. The promo code will be Captain. And you go to MyStore.com and go right into the website that way. And you'll see the different prices and whatnot, and you'll see the discount that you get for using the promo code Captain, and it is substantial. All right, back to our good friend Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Supreme Court is looking over its shoulder for who that leaker is that's still at large. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, I hate to say, unless there is some major development here, the person, whoever did that leak, seems to have gotten away with it, sad to say. Of course, you know, the marshal did their investigation. This was not an FBI investigation, by the way. They interviewed several people. I think they even re-interviewed several people. There's different methods by which the justices pass back and forth their opinions, their drafts. Some like to use handwritten drafts. Others, there's an internal computer system that's not connected to the Internet. So there are various ways that something like this could have been smuggled out. But unfortunately, I think that trail has gotten cold.
I think it's somebody within the inner workings of the Supreme Court, and it very well could be a justice. It could be the latest one that came in, the black female justice, who seems to have an axe to grind.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned about the justice, or the justices, rather, because we at this point just don't know what particular justice it could have been if it was one of them. Because, you know, everything now is becoming so charged. And what the real tragedy here, Captain, is that now the Supreme Court is becoming politicized in a very, very real way, not just by politicians, but people are out protesting in front of the Supreme Court. They went after the justices themselves, threatening the justices. This is the tearing apart of the fabric of our republic, because if we don't have a last final word on what the Constitution says, well, then we don't really have a Constitution. I'm saying that just for effect,
Yeah. Basically,
because if we can't agree that we have a way of administering the Constitution, then it's every man for himself. And this is not the direction we need to go.
Have you heard what Senator Cruz has had to say about the Department of Justice?
Right, that they should go to the University of Delaware. Search for more Biden documents.
He said they should search for Biden documents by going to the University of Delaware. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, China gave the University of Delaware a bunch of money.
Yes. Well, as we saw to the Biden Center, right?
Yeah.
Or to the University of Pennsylvania, I should say. Yeah.
Right. The Biden, whatever it is. It's not called a center. It's whatever it is, a Biden wing or whatever they call it there. That's something different at one place, something different in another. But anyway, we'll see how that works out. That makes sense to me.
Well, because, you know, it's interesting, Captain, no matter what Joe Biden does, he can't shake the China connection to a great degree. That doesn't go away on its own. Nobody says, oh, pish-posh, Joe Biden's not this. China has nothing on him. It's nothing going on. You know, if anything, that's right. Well, if anything, it feels like, yeah, that sounds about right, you know, in the sense that there has been a lot of going on, and of course to hear him tell the Xi Jinping story a bunch of times, it's you know, about how he, well, I was vice president, he was this and that, we talked all the time, but the business deals that went on, especially when he went there as vice president, I believe Hunter accompanied him, of course that to not look into it would be derelict.
Now the Florida Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to the 15-week abortion law that was passed last year.
Right, right. And, of course, the idea would be that past 15 weeks, you would not be able to, you know, legally obtain an abortion. So this is really an interesting issue, because some kind of limitation that everybody could agree on would, or at least mostly agree on, would allow the especially the Republican Party to move forward, as opposed to constantly battling back the charges of extremism and absolutism and things like that. On the other hand, of course, the far left has their own version of absolutism, and insofar as that, it's no longer longer that abortion should be rare and safe, but they seem to want them to be abundant. Like that, this is some kind of a good thing in our society if there are abundant abortions. And so, unfortunately, the middle ground is losing ground.
Now, did you hear about Walmart raising their minimum hourly wage to $17.50 an hour?
Yes, I did hear something about that. That's very interesting indeed.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's going to be interesting to see about where we're going to go with jobs in this economy, for example. We know the tech sector is beginning some pretty big layoffs. So what is that going to mean as we watch consumer spending, and especially at places like Walmart for retail? Are we going to see pulling back in retail spending, earnings for places like Walmart? And so you might not have a lot of people working, but they could be making $17.50 an hour. Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet, but we'll have to wait and find out, because somebody's got to go get those carts, right?
Well, right, exactly. But certainly, as we continue on in through the first quarter here, I think we may start to see some other disturbing signs. As we mentioned, I think a couple of nights ago, Bank of America is now warning that the economic realities could essentially turn the stock market upside down, watching that very closely. And all these things can be a recipe for disaster in an economy where people are already very concerned and they get over point, and we're off to the races.
Well, I'm not surprised at all of any of that.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either. Especially when you have these big companies like Microsoft and Google, they're looking at their earnings, the potential earnings, what they expect the landscape to look like. And so those are sort of harbingers right now, I think.
Right.
Not good ones.
Right. And, of course, when it comes to America's debt crisis, the U.S. federal government hit its approximately $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last week. That's the equivalent of $94,000 of debt per person, every person in the country.
Yes, and quite literally, it's passing it off to the next generations. And, of course, Captain, a lot of that debt is held by foreign countries, especially China. And so you create this sort of interdependency because of the debt. And then when something really big happens, like moving against Taiwan, for example, at some point here, maybe in the near future, then it makes it very, very difficult to be able to act accordingly if you're so tied up with someone that you owe so much money to.
You know what the U.S. is paying every day in interest on the national debt?
What's that?
$1 billion. Hold that thought. $1 billion, folks. Okay, Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. 5 minutes coming up. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA News Update. President Biden is renewing his call for an assault weapons ban following two mass shootings in California. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted California Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. The White House urged Congress to act quickly to keep American communities safe. This comes after 11 people were killed in a shooting Saturday at a Los Angeles area dance hall. Seven were killed Monday in a shooting in a seaside town of Half Moon Bay near San Francisco. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says George Santos will be removed from office if the House Ethics Committee discovers he broke the law. On Tuesday, McCarthy spoke to reporters and made his most extensive comment yet on the embattled New York congressman, saying they will remove him if he's found to have done anything illegal. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around. And our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m. And if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. Yeah, buddy, and I'll be up there in Brooksville, by the way, their brand new dealership, Brooksville. I'll be up there for the gun show, the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds on the 4th of February, and they'll have some of their trucks and cars on display right there for you to look at the fairgrounds at the gun show. So come on by, come on by. By the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I do believe we got Aaron from Colorado on the line, at least it looks like the number. We'll find out in a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah, this is Aaron. How you doing, Cap, professor of politics?
Good.
Yeah, well,
you know, just want to talk about a little bit of all this classified material. I don't know, Captain.
Wait a minute. Do you have any classified material?
That's what I'm going to ask you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any classified material at your home? Maybe under the bed somewhere?
Right.
You know, or, maybe you buried it in your backyard and turned into some kind of treasure, made a treasury map so you can find it later on. I mean, it's gotten so ridiculous. You know, I mean, you got broken down, dark side, bigot, racist sack of crap of a so-called president, got classified material since he was a senator. He's not even president of the United States. I mean, a senator, vice president. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And now you got Pence. You know, the former vice, he's got some classified stuff buried in the backyard or under the mattress in his bed somewhere. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous. When you serve your country, whether you're the president, vice president, whatever, you leave that stuff in the swamp called Washington. Just leave it there so you can go move on and live your life. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. And another thing about these mass shootings, especially going on in California, it's a form of domestic terrorism. That's why I look at these mass shootings in America is a form of domestic terrorism. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Cap, Professor Positz, have a good night. Have a good morning.
All right, thanks, Aaron. And what do you think, Kyle?
No, I appreciate what Aaron's talking about very much, and I have no comment as to whether I have classified documents. We're just going to refer everyone to the White House counsel on
this. Wait a minute. I feel left out here, so let me write something on this script that I got here. Okay, classified. There we go. Now I have a classified document.
Now we're classified. That's right. Well, you know, it is interesting, Captain. Have you noticed the real turnaround? There are some Democrats that are being very critical. Some of the media are being critical. But, of course, when Trump was being looked at for having classified documents, it was a whole different story, wasn't it, in terms of coverage and in terms of the implications. And now it's gotten to the point where, well, Biden just needs to come out and say he's sorry.
Right.
But now they're stonewalling, too. So this is really important. They're just now stonewalling this whole thing, and it's not a one-to-one comparison to Watergate, but it certainly does feel like this whole thing just keeps getting worse and worse for the administration, like Watergate did for the Nixon administration.
So the doomsday clock, of which there is one, has moved to 90 seconds to midnight as the nuclear threat rises.
That's exactly right. And, of course, they move the hands around. It's usually a few minutes to midnight, depending on the world situation. But because of the uncertainty that's going on, because of the war in Ukraine, for example, and also they're talking about the climate factors, this is why they've chosen now to move it to 90 seconds to midnight. Yeah.
You were talking about battleships that Russia had around the world off the East Coast and different places with nuclear weapons on board. Now, they don't have battleships, number one. Number two, they do have nuclear weapons, and they're predominantly on board their submarines. I would believe that what they might have meant to say was submarines, not battleships, but we'll see, because they're out all the time, every time.
Well, that's right. There's always a game of cat and mouse that's been going on for decades. But, yeah, you're right. There was somebody who had posted a story earlier today that talked about, quote, battleships, nuclear-armed battleships that were taking up the position off the East Coast, and that Sergei Lavrov was making a statement that this was somehow in response to America's support for Ukraine, and this is angering the Russians. We haven't been able to verify that, but it is one kinds of stories that can start up, but we haven't seen any particular verification. We do know, though, that Russia and China, I think, are doing some joint war games here in the next few days. So that may be one of the genesis of this story, but it is interesting. As we talked about so much, Captain, it's really, sometimes people get news sources or they get a story, but it has no validity.
Well, here's one that has validity. The DOJ has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, and in particular their Google Ads thing, because they've created a monopoly.
Well, Well, that's right. So what they're doing, I think this is the second antitrust lawsuit that the DOJ has brought against Google, and what they're doing is they're looking to perhaps break up their ad business, which in and of itself could be construed as being monopolistic from what we can tell. So, because everywhere you go, there are Google ads, and if you dominate the market as such, then there's no more competition. And the American government is always interested in mergers or things that begin to take away competition and establish essentially a monopoly.
Now, the Amazon people have launched a subscription prescription drug service, which actually not only just gets you the prescription, but it also gets you the delivery via one of their delivery vehicles.
Yeah, this is very interesting, you know, and especially for elderly who may not drive or may not have someone to drive for them, so forth. This could be a very big boon for them in order to be able to get their medicines regularly.
And you were talking about some sort of joint exercises going on. I am aware of the unprecedented joint military exercise which is taking place between the United States and Israel to see about their readiness against Iran, because there may be movement that may have to come against Iran because of their nuclear program.
Well, that's right. And I think we need to let our listeners know for sure that while all eyes are on Ukraine, what's happening there, and potentially on China and Taiwan, the Middle East continues to be a major, major issue. Well, that's right. Israel will take action if and when it deems it necessary. There's no doubt about it, because Iran simply cannot have a nuclear weapon and the means by which to deliver it. And so we've seen Israel raid into Iran various times over the last many years, and they're not afraid to do it again, because again the proximity is there. This is why, Captain, the Biden administration is failing miserably on containing Iran, because it has wide support, even in the Middle East, among other Arab nations. They don't want Iran to be able to run roughshod over them either. So it's in everyone's best interest.
Well, a lot of the tests coming out of North Korea are actually being done on behalf of Iran.
Well, that's right. Iran and North Korea have been linked for a very, very long time. In fact, I think it was one of the two of the axis of evil countries that George Bush had talked about these many years ago. But that's because North Korea works on their missile systems. That's mm-hmm. right.
And Iran has got quite a staff on board there in North Korea, right there at the missile facilities.
Well, exactly, and they're up to no good. It's just that simple. It's not. There's no indication whatsoever that I think, Captain, that Iran wants to join the community of nations and just sort of play nice and everybody get along. None of this makes any sense to them, and they, you know. So this is why containment, and this is where President Trump excelled at this, is making sure that at the very least you stop them from coming out and doing more bad stuff in the world. It's, you know, this is a real practical thing that I would hope would have lots of support.
Right on, Ripple. Okay, let's get you buttoned up there, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at our next highway and Bible report. And yes, there is a big time storm moving across the country. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. And you see that I am not afraid. What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? That you made. I
till the heaven stops the rain. I'm gonna love you till the sky falls from the sky for you and I.
Jim Morrison.
I'm gonna love you.
The Doors, Touch Me, Babe. What do you think here, Kyle? We got you dancing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, yeah, I've done, by the way, Iron Mike, that one's for you. I think we're, I'm sure you were probably dancing around the table on
oh,
that
Oh, we
one,
had him so. Bounce around the table on that one, I guarantee you. Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's right. That's Jim Morrison, and really just an amazing a voice. And back, if he had lived, you know, many years before that, they would have called him a crooner, and he was a crooner.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, tell us what's going on out west there with the weather.
All right. Well, folks, don't forget that we're going to look at some high wind warnings here in Southern California coming in, I think, later on Wednesday, lasting through about the evening on Thursday, at least at the first glance here. But that means if you're going to be out on Interstate 15, say in the Victorville area, approaching Barstow, you want to be aware of that because those high winds out there can wreak havoc on your big rig. So be careful. We've also got a hard freeze warning down in the Phoenix and Tucson area in southern Arizona, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisory in eastern New Mexico, so you want to also be aware of that. That's going to go from about Taos down to Roswell, crossing over Interstate 40, of course. And then right now on the weather map, Captain, the radar map, we do have some snow. It's actually dissipated a little bit since last hour on Interstate 15, just north of Salt Lake City, now going mostly up through Ogden. And we continue to see some snow up near Malta in Montana, and then also near Glasgow along U.S. Highway 2. So please, be careful out there.
Well, there's no snow dissipating where I'm looking because let's start in Oklahoma. I-40, I-35, the north, south, east, west major highways there. You've got snow in all directions. You've also got snow going up into Kansas to Kansas City. Then you've got snow across Missouri. Now, if you're on I-44 and south into the Ozarks, over into St. Louis, over into central and southern Illinois, you have a winter storm warning all the way across. That winter storm warning also is around Little Rock, Arkansas tonight, coming across I-40 out of Texas into Arkansas. Right up to the river, bump right up to the river, and moving to the east. You also have the winter storm warning continuing up into Indiana, Indianapolis. You're definitely going to get it there. Toledo, Ohio, all the way down to Cincinnati. You definitely are going to be in a winter storm there. You've got snow elsewhere all along the lake, 100 miles north of this system I'm just telling you about there, the major part. And then you've got snow over to the east all across Lake Erie, the lee shore of Lake Erie, lee shore of Lake Ontario, all of upstate New York getting snow, all of upstate Pennsylvania getting snow, mountains of West Virginia and Virginia getting snow tonight, getting snow in the Catskills, also getting snow and lots of it, it looks like, in northern New York, north of Syracuse from about Brewerton, north to the St. Lawrence Seaway, all the way across to Vermont, into New Hampshire, into Maine. Maine is under, the whole state of Maine is under a winter storm warning. Same thing for the other areas I just told you about. You've got a gale force warning from Nova Scotia all the way down, let's see here, to Savannah, Georgia. So there you go. And then we've got some really bad weather. Could have some tornadoes in it, by the way. They've been bouncing around during the daylight hours. But this could have some severe thunderstorms, flooding, maybe a tornado or two. Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, on up. There's plenty of flooding going on up 65 to the north, just over the Florida line up into Alabama. So there you go. So, Kyle, that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. Some really rough weather, and it's starting to move around So some of that's going to come across the peninsula of Florida as the night progresses. So tell us about how we can hear your show, first of all.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And the pilot and Flying J bring us the Truckers and Highway Reports, and what do we need to know about them?
Well, folks, you want to go to pilotflyingj.com, find out all about their different amenities, find out about the My Rewards Plus app where you can save money and get great offers as well and start earning points on the fuel that you buy there at Pilot and Flying J. So it's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thank you very much. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him, appreciate all the effort that he makes to do what he does. Now, let's go on up here and pick up the phone line, and we'll go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Hello, Denise Simon. Hello, Denise Simon. I do not hear you. Well, you'll have to call me back. Let's see what happens. But I did not get you on that. You didn't have any audio. So we'll wait till she calls us back, and hopefully we'll get her back here in a second. But I want to talk with her a little bit about Kevin McCarthy because, okay, there she is again. Okay, good morning.
Hello.
Now I got you. All right, listen, Kevin McCarthy is sticking with the guns, to staying the course with his word. He's not backing off at all with Schiff and with Swalwell, and damn good thing there for him. I'm telling you, if he'd done that, he would have lost a lot of support.
Well, he's getting certainly a lot of pressure from all kinds of Democratic flanks, including Hakeem Jeffries.
Big deal.
Vengeance, and I agree with you.
Yep.
So very happy that he's absolutely sticking with his guns on this one.
Yep, because he's doing nothing any more than what Nancy Pelosi did to two of our people.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's been more than that, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and these guys, Swalwell and Schiff, they're just no good. They just are no good. Let them sit over there and sulk.
Well, I mean, here, it's not... I mean, the January 6th committee was very partisan, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what he has on Schiff and Swalwell and Ilhan Omar are absolute facts.
Mm-hmm.
And it situations that they created themselves. So this isn't vengeance. This is facts.
Correct. And of course, again, unlike Nancy Pelosi, who was trying to be vengeful with what she was doing. Well, I don't know where all this is going to go. And of course, we're going to talk a lot about the latest finding of documents that Vice President Pence's place and all that sort of stuff, but this is getting to the point to where it's gone totally off the edge, in my opinion. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break coming up here, so don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you get an opportunity to go out and enjoy the weather. How about that? It's going to be one of those great days. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.